Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITradio.com, and archived on the Society's webpage c-rs.org or carpathorussiansociety.org. I am your host, Dean Paloka, bringing you the best in Russian music, and today is Sunday, April 22nd, 2018. On Tuesday, the 24th, we will commemorate and celebrate the birthdays of two prominent Russians. Well, one very prominent Russian and another one who's my son, but I'll tell you about that in a second. The first one is Father Alexander Dukhnovich. He was born April 24th in 1803 in the village of Topolya, which is in today northeast Slovakia. Known as the national awakener of the Carpatho-Russian people, Dukhnovich was born into a family of priests, educated in Uzhhorod and Košice, and later at the theological seminary in Uzhhorod. After ordination as a Greek Catholic priest, he was assigned to work in the chancery office in Prešov. He later served as parish priest in the remote Russian villages of Chmeljova, which is today Komloša, and Belovezha in Šariš County. Father Dukhnovich returned to Prešov and was appointed eparchial canon. It was here in Prešov that Father Dukhnovich was to become the central figure in the Russian national awakening. In 1850, Dukhnovich established the first Russian cultural association, the Prešov Literary Society. They published a series of books, including the first Russian literary anthology, issued annually and entitled Pozdravlenia Rusino. The anthology for 1851 included his poem, Vruchanie, whose opening lines, Ya Rusin byl, yes mi budu, I am, was, and will remain a Russian, were to become the national credo of all Russians. So happy 215th birthday to Father Alexander Dukhnovich, and we start today's program by playing Ya Rusin byl, yesm i budu.
Ya Rusin byl. Let's
The second birthday celebrated on Tuesday will be that of my son, Nicholas Alexander Poloka. Now you know why he has the middle name, Alexander, in honor of Alexander Dukhnovich, born on the same day as Nicholas, April 24th. Nicholas turns 21. That's hard to believe. Just felt like yesterday he was born. But I want to say happy birthday to you, Nick, from me, Mom, Michaela, Maggie, and all of the Polokas. So for you, Nick, we're going to play a version of Červená Rúža Trojaka, which is in a little bit of heavy metal here, which I know you like listening to that kind of stuff as well as I do. So this is the Ukrainians with an excerpt of their version of Červená Rúža Trojaka. Happy birthday, Nick. Mnohaya I blohaya lita. Next Sunday, the 29th of April, the Youngstown Warren Sharon Chapter, the Carpatha Rusyn Society, presents Wooden Churches of the Rusyn Areas in Eastern Europe, a presentation by Dr. Michelle Parvansky. This will take place at the Butler Institute of American Art, 524 Wick Avenue in Youngstown, Ohio. Dr. Parvansky became interested in wooden churches from reading an article in an old GCU magazine. Since 2001, she has traveled extensively through the Rusyn areas, photographing the churches. She has been where few American Rusyns, and for that matter, where few European Rusyns have trekked. There are probably close to 200 churches, plus many new ones in Transcarpathia. Dr. Parvansky has been able to document how the churches have changed over a period of 20 years and what needs to be done to preserve them and prevent their decay. So that is Wooden Churches of the Rusyn Areas in Eastern Europe, a presentation by Dr. Michelle Parvansky, next Sunday, the 29th of April, at the Butler Institute of American Art, beginning at 1:30 p.m., and the Butler Institute of American Art is located at 524 Wick Avenue in Youngstown, Ohio. For more information, please call Jim at area code 330-544-0107. That's Jim, 330-544-0107.
Let's go.
The Cleveland chapter of the Carpatho-Russian Society presents Tips and Tricks on Using FamilySearch.org in Your Eastern European Genealogy Research. This will take place next Sunday, the 29th of April, from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Parma Snow Library, 2121 Snow Road in Parma, Ohio. Dorothy Tatera from the Westlake Family History Center will help you get the most from your FamilySearch.org as you work on your Russian genealogy. So that is Sunday, April 29th, 2 until 4 p.m. at the Parma Snow Library in Parma, Ohio. For more information, please call area code 440-331-3856. 440-331-3856.
GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close together and to have social activities together. There's so many more opportunities for kids that they're trying to bring us all in as families with the bowling, with the basketball.
I joined the GCU because of my wife. 51 years old, I'm a structural engineer. I work for a company that designs and builds broadcast towers. Been married for 28 years, have two children, daughter 21, son 17. I participate in the National Golf Tournament, the National Bowling Tournament, in some district events. That's a good organization. Very family oriented.
GCU for life. GCU for life. Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance and annuities that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com. GCUUSA.com, or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. 1-800-722-4428.
Ale nic ti me robim každý den, rovno se rakujem, rovno se rakujem, keďo už porujem a pedu. Rovno se rakujem, rovno se rakujem,
CRS Group member, the Slaviani Folk Ensemble, will present their 42nd annual concert on Saturday, May 12th, beginning at 2 p.m. at Our Lady of the Sacred Heart High School Auditorium, 1504 Woodcrest Avenue in Coriopolis, Pennsylvania. This year, Slaviani will do selections from Croatia, Dalmatia, Carpatho Rus, and Roma selections from Eastern Slovakia. Special guest performers are the Pittsburgh Area Slovak PAS Ensemble. Immediately after the concert, a social reception will be held at Holy Trinity Social Hall, 5720 Steubenville Pike in McKees Rocks, Robinson Township area. Concert tickets are $10, student tickets are $5, and reception-only tickets are $5. So that is the Slaviani Folk Ensemble's 42nd annual concert, Saturday, May 12th, at Our Lady of the Sacred Heart High School Auditorium in Coriopolis, beginning at 2 p.m. For tickets, please give me a call, Dean Paloka, at 412-877-9351. That's 412-877-9351. And next we go to the Slaviani Folk Ensemble. This is a couple of selections you will hear at this year's concert. This is Oy Zabava Ajdo Rana and Dajje Bože Dobroj Chas. The Lake Michigan chapter of the Carpatho Russian Society presents Even Tears Were Not Enough, a documentary by John Rigetti and Maria Silvestri. This will take place at the Oak Lawn Public Library, 9427 Raymond Avenue in Oak Lawn, Illinois. I'll give you more information on this in the upcoming weeks, but mark your calendars. Saturday, May 12th, 2 p.m., the presentation documentary by John and Maria, Even Tears Were Not Enough, at the Oak Lawn Public Library in Oak Lawn, Illinois. Thank you for joining me today on the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Please join me again next Sunday for the best in Russian music here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITradio.com, and archived on the Society's webpage, c-rs.org, or carpathorussensociety.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se krasno tyzden. Счастливо. Zajani. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Palocca, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program. Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, барсердечно вам дякуємо, же се слухали нашу релацию. Дуфаме, же се вам любил наш несный програм. Позиваме вас слухати следующу неделю о 5:30 години на станиці WPIT на фреквенцію 730. Тримайтеся красне і з Богом!